All right, that was Little Mix with Change Your Life, just coming up to 11:21 at Phoenix 98 FM. Now Paul has been down to the council chambers.
Morning, Michelle.
Good morning. We've got our weekly roundup of what's been happening. What are we calling this feature? What's been happening at the council? Is it called, or have we got a new name for it?
It's we don't have a name for it at all. It's the council's weekly briefing, really, press briefing. Which is maybe someone can come up with a better name than that. We'll work on it.
That's a good one. Okay. So what's been happening today?
Well, met up with Barry Aspinall, who is the leader of Brentwood Borough Council, and he had a number of things he was talking about today. The first thing he touched upon was something that's in the national news today. You might have heard that Nick Clegg has been in the news talking about not jailing drug users and rehabilitating them and that kind of thing. And Barry was a little bit upset about the way that it had been reported in the media. He said it's really the press office fault at the Liberal Democrats. Don't really want to go down a big thing with that. But he felt that the headline shouldn't have been "We will rehabilitate users." He felt they should have said "We are going to create new prisons for drug users." He feels that that's something that needs to be done. He feels that these people have got to be taken out of society and kept away from law-abiding citizens like me and you. Mm-hmm. And they come out the other side fixed and ready to enter society again. But it is a prison, really, because the idea is... he was worried that it gave the impression that maybe... the Lib Dems are being soft on these people, and he says, "No, we got to. If they've been breaking the law because they've been using drugs, then they've got to be taken away from society until they're fixed and they can be put back in society." So I think it was the emphasis, and you might wonder what this has got to do with Brentwood. Barry said that this impacts on all ratepayers, all local authorities everywhere, because the council are dealing with crime and antisocial behaviour issues. A lot of these are shoplifting or burglaries or minor assaults that are feeding drug habits.
Yep.
And Barry thinks that local authorities can really help. You know, maybe offenders can come out and do some good in the community as well once they've been rehabilitated. I know Essex County Council have schemes with that, and we might be, well, hopefully we're going to be involving that in Phoenix FM in the future as well, because I'm talking to Essex County Council about that. But Barry actually wants to write Nick Clegg and tell him that we've got a place here in the borough, Levington Hall, which Essex County Council own, and they want to offload it. Barry feels that this could be used to pilot a scheme where you don't put any dealers or serious criminals there. You put people who've been jailed because they've committed minor offences as a result of being users of drugs. And he feels that Brentwood is a good place to pilot a scheme. So he's not just got an opinion on what's happening nationally. He's got an idea that he wants to be able to practice what he preaches and put these people in the borough and see if we can fix them here to get them clean. It doesn't feel like it's rocket science. He says other countries do it and they're successful with it. And this could be of great benefit to Brentwood and to Essex and to society in general. So this is something that he's looking at and he wants to take further, hopefully for the benefit of society. Okay, so that was Barry and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad headline, isn't
that
it?
That was actually, yeah.
Hopefully you didn't just tune in and hear Barry and drugs.
Moving swiftly on.
Okay. Brentwood Borough Council met up with the Royal British Legion. You'll know that it was Lights Out Day on Monday the 4th of August to commemorate the start of the First World War. Now, the Royal British Legion had ceremonies where they took part in the placement of two marble benches in Middleton Hall Lane and in Shenfield Road as well. They're very well attended. Not quite sure how many people attended actually, but a lot of people were sort of stopping or slowing down in their cars and stopping coming out. And Barry feels that it could have been publicised a little bit better by Royal British Legion. It was their event and not the council's event. So he says they've been talking about helping, and obviously we'll do what we can to publicise it and the newspapers as well. So when they have any more commemorations, because there's lots of these things that go on, then we'll see if we can get bigger crowds there. Barry tells us that the Royal British Legion asked the previous leader of the council, Louise McKinley, if the council would be able to look after and ensure the marble seats. And she said that this was a matter for full council and it would need a full council decision. And I'm told that nothing happened. And Barry felt that that was nonsense and he's going to be taking it directly to committee with the aim of ensuring it happens. So his,
his view is... That's terrible. How could you not look after two people? I don't understand.
Well, he wants to look after the benches.
Of course you want to look after them. If people, it's meant to be commemorative. I can't understand why there's so much red tape in things like, look after the benches, put it on a list, make sure they're looked after, and it's done.
I kind of feel like everybody feels that if you're the leader of a borough, then you can pretty much do what you like.
Yeah.
But that's what I'd do if I was a leader. But it's not like that. There are committees and procedures and good practice and that kind of thing. But... he's had some meetings with the chairman of the Royal British Legion in Brentwood, who is Brian Kitchener, and nothing got done under the previous administration, and he's now forwarding that to make it happen. He's not very happy. He feels that the council should be proud to get involved in something like that. So, you know, and I think a lot of people would be as well. So, he's done that. Now, moving on, they had... we should also point out, of course, that the council took part in the Lights Out on Monday, and the council's head of communications, Leona Murray Green, at her own expense, purchased candles from Marks and Spencers and placed them in the council window, and it all looked very good. There were probably about 50 or 60 people there at the vigil for that, and again, cars slowing down, stopping, and Barry thought that was very sort of touching and respectful as well. So that was successful in getting the message over. I know that we put a post up on our Facebook page about Lights Out, and it was the most looked at post for several weeks, which is interesting, really. It just shows that people, it's something that people care about, which is great. So people were searching for it, people shared it, and so on. So that was nice. Now, once again, on the agenda, we've got William Hunter Way. Big hot potato if you live near it or you want to do something with it. Prime location site in the middle of the borough, and something should be done with it, and nobody really knows what yet. But obviously, the council are they've got working groups and consultations. They had somewhere between about 75 and 100 people in attendance at the working group meeting earlier this week, and Barry was there with Russell Quirk and Phil Baker, and they were speaking to people, answering questions. Everyone was listened to. And several residents then came back from the site visit at William Hunter Way to come back to the town hall for the meeting itself. And Barry said that they'll be amending the survey. There's a resident survey going out on the 1st of September, which is going out with the first council bulletin, which we talked about in previous weeks. And Barry really wants to devise a scheme for William Hunter Way that he says is going to be noteworthy of the area and the residents who are back onto it. There's going to be another public meeting at the town hall, 6:30 on Monday. Yep. So there's a lot going on. You know, this isn't something that's sitting on the back burner. There's a lot of opinions being taken about this, and it's obviously very contentious because everybody's got different ideas about what to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's... still going on. Now, one of the subjects that's been coming up in the news this week is the traveller issues. There's been a number of gypsy and traveller incursions in the borough over the last couple of weeks. Several places in Brentwood visited recently by them. And Barry says that the travellers are committing criminal acts such as dumping rubbish and breaking into private lands, which are criminal acts. And he says that the police are not taking action. The police don't take action, firstly, because there's no such thing as a transient site in the borough. And I'll talk about that a little bit in a moment. But if there was a transient site, then the police would be able to move them along. But because there's no site in the borough, they can't do that. The police can also invoke a Section 61 order, but they can't do that because there's certain criteria that have to be met. Now, what then has to happen is that the landowner, the person who owns the land that the travellers are on, has to go to court and apply for a Section 61 order, which will then give them a notice to depart within 24 hours. And if the landowner doesn't do it, the council then has to write to the landowner and tell him to do it. And this happened at Button Common last week in Herongate, and they had to get hold of Lord Peter, who's the landowner, and it took 7 days, and then he went to court, and they got the direction to leave, and he left. Now, a few things came out of this. Firstly, Barry was contacted by the local parish councillor and ward councillor, Sheila Murphy, to talk about the problems on Button Common in Haringey, and she was complaining about the weak leadership of Brentwood Borough Council. So Barry was at pains to state that this isn't anything to do with leadership of Brentwood Council. Their hands are tied. There's only so much they can do legally. Yeah. They can't just go in there and order the police. Again, this is what I would do if I was leader of the council. You would like to be able to order the police around like they're your own private army, but it doesn't work like that. So he's done everything he can to make it happen. But what he is trying to do is he's trying to write to all the landowners where there's significant sites that travellers might go onto in the future and get that authority to act on their behalf, to go to court without waiting for this 7 day wait and that kind of thing. So it's like a plan B. It's like, okay, we know what happened and went wrong last time. This time let's get the authorities in advance so we can hold them, so if the travellers come back we don't have to talk to Lord Peter. We've already got his written authority to go to the court on his behalf, which is a sensible way of speeding up the process. Now, the second thing that they want to do is they want to have a transient site, and this is basically a site which every local authority needs to have by law, I'm told, or the government has directed every local authority to have.
There you go,
them.
William Hunt away.
And
sorry.
That's probably not going to be a popular position.
I know.
Well, the government has advised Brentwood that they have to provide 84 pitches, so it's going to be quite it's a significant. We're talking about significant plate. Significant size. And Barry explained that over the last 10 years of the administration, the previous administration had not allocated a transient site for travellers, and he said that they would be too frightened to do so because of the public reaction. Nobody likes to hear that the nice green land at the back of your house is suddenly going to hold 84 pitches.
Yeah.
And, in fairness to Barry, said, and quite right too. It's a very difficult political hot potato to deal with this, but they have to deal with it. And he says that most, we're not quite sure how many boroughs in Essex don't have a site, but he felt that most of them did have a site. And that's why the police can't move them on, because there's no site in the borough to go to. So they have to go to the courts because of that. Now, he wants to get this transient site set up, so he's looking at a working group, and he's talking to some other councillors, Phil Baker, Phil Minor again, and Russell Quirk. They're trying to find a solution that doesn't impinge on lots of residents, but it fits the criteria set down by the government to speed this problem up in future. And as we know, the travellers have actually moved on. They did set up in Billericay, actually, yesterday, but they were in and out in less than 24 hours. I'm not quite sure where they're going now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So finally, a little bit about the town hall. There's a planned refurbishment. The town hall actually has healthy funds, I'm told, set aside for refurbishment, but this has gone nowhere over the last 2 years, and Barry now wants it to start again. And he introduced us to the head of the project for the refurbishment, Phil Ruck, who took us on a little bit of a tour at a town hall, which is why I'm a little bit late today. And he showed us some new working spaces where there's more. I don't know if you've been in the town hall, but they used to have these great big rooms with very few desks, and everything seemed to be a bit higgledy-piggledy. And I think it's just the way that the council's built up its business over the last 60 years. And I kind of understand, I need to tidy my office up, but when you've only got a full day's work to do and maybe a little bit more, the last thing you want to do is start rearranging the furniture.
Yeah.
But this is built up and built up, and the council are looking at a major refurbishing, not just tidying the place up, but also to try and create a better framework to get local services in, like Citizens Advice Bureau and so on, looking at short-term office hire and getting offices and entrepreneurs in, which is something that the council's talked about for a long time, that the administration's talked about, because they want income to start coming in for the council, and they hope that's going to start happen by January. And they want it to be a working hub for the community as well. It's going to be a new reception as well, which is going to be very sort of snazzy and welcoming, with concierge, because you go in now and it does look very authoritarian. When you go in, and but also respecting when people come in, it's respecting their confidentiality as well. Yeah. So it's not open plan so that everyone can hear what your housing problem is or something. There's still privacy. And I've been recently into the town hall in Barking, London Borough of Barking and Dagenham, and they've got that kind of thing going on. It's very different to what's happening in Brentwood, and it's a very old building, the town hall, just like the Brentwood one, probably a 1950s or post Art Deco building, and it's but they've created a great space inside. So
coffee shop, I tell you what, you make more money on a coffee shop than a sandwich shop in a space like that. In, you know, if you've got your offices there, so you don't have to go out the site and make a fortune. You make so much money on tea and coffee and sandwiches. You get your little cafe in the corner.
It would be nice to have the smell of coffee when you come into the town. I'll bring that back to the.
Thank you.
I'm not sure that we're actually honorary councillors, but
no. Well, it would be my idea only because it will make funds, because the profit on making tea and coffee and sandwiches, it's, and you could cater for all the people
it's,
in there.
It's very true.
You know, lunches and all that kind of thing. You know.
Good idea. Thank you. Well, I'll pass that on and I'll tell you what you thought about that. And so that's something that they're hoping to bring in January. And there's lots more news coming because there wasn't a briefing last week, but it looks like everybody's back from holiday and they're working hard again. So, including me. So, yeah, it's interesting meeting. A lot going on, as usual.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll find out more again next week with another load of... we'll have to come up with a name for the feature as well.
We'll work. We'll get our finest minds on it.
Yeah, we do that. Right, that was Paul Golder. And don't forget, if you missed the beginning bit of that chat, it will be up on the website in the next few hours. Right, 11:37. We better find out what's going on at the Queen's Theatre.
The Curtain Call with Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch.